Previously on Thomas and the Bible, David sings praises to God. He tells God to smite the rebels of God. David prays for forgiveness and punishment for his wrongdoings, and tells God to destroy his enemies. He gives more praise to God. David describes an evil person. He says all people lie to their neighbors. He questions God as to why he allows his enemies to still be doing okay despite being his enemies. We hear the famous line, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." So we all convert to believing in God, with a Thomas Young count of 3.
Ah, nicely done, Harley. Yeah, we we all converted to believers just because the fool said in his heart, there is no God, and I don't want to be a fool. I know you guys don't want to be fools, so, you know, what's left? What is left for us to do? So it was my mistake, and Harley had recorded a previously on for last one, so I'm going to play that right now because he put work into it, so.
Previously on Thomas and the Bible, God tells Job lots of things he understands that Job does not. Job responds by praising God, to which God brags about 2 impressive monsters he allegedly made. Job tells God that God knows everything and that God knows every thought. Job gets all his stuff back and more, including more kids, and dies 140 years later. We move into Psalms, where we're told to not hang out with wicked people and to meditate on the law, and also that godly people aren't punished, with a Thomas Yawn count of 0.
Well, that's just a lie. There's no way. Whenever I hear a yawn count of less than 2, I just think Carly's been snoozing on the job. I don't believe it. I guess I have to trust that. I don't know. Okay, so yeah, he made it. I guess I didn't see it. He sent it to me, so I messed up. So I wanted to play that because he put work into it, and I don't want to, you know, skip out on anyone who puts work into the show, especially when it's not me. So, okay. So we are on, we're on Psalms. All right. What are we going to do? We're going to read Psalms. That's what we're going to do. Anything to announce? I have Jake Farr Wharton on Atheistically Speaking this week. So check that out. That'll be out on Monday. And yeah, still good. Still going strong with that podcast. That's a twice a week podcast, guys. So you got to get in on that. It's a good one. Anything else? I like people to say else. No, I hate it, actually. The T-E-E-L-T-S. Else. Anyway, no, there's nothing else. I'm just trying to... Guys, I'm filibustering because Psalms is a doozy. The only other announcement, probably the final announcement in Microphone Watch is that, it looks like it's just what it is. I'd probably need to buy like a really advanced, incredibly expensive preamp for this to work right. So that blows. So that's not going to happen. What I might do is I found a plugin that I'm using right now. So if it sounds good, that's why, that eliminates like all noise from your track. It's awesome, but it costs some bones. So I don't know that I can buy it. I'm using a trial right now. But hey, I've said it before, I'll say it again. If you can donate, please do. Cause, this plugin's about $350 and that's about $1,000 more than I have right now. So, I might have to, see if I can do some financing or something. Cause it's pretty incredible. It's really fun. It memorizes the noise that you have. Like you just let it sit with nothing going on and then it filters that out. It's really neat. Okay. So I guess I've stalled long enough. We're going to have to read Psalms. Psalm 17. Hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. Sorry, moving my computer here. Trying to get better set up. Of course, I can't do that. Guys, I can't do this before I record because, when I'm sitting here before I record, I don't notice all these things. And then right when I record, I start noticing that everything's not in the place that I need it. So, okay. So again, I'm just trying not to read the Bible. Can you blame me? Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shalt find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Concerning the works of men, by the works of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me, and hear my speech. Shew thy marveling lovingkindness. One word. Lovingkindness. That's kind of cool. O thou that savest by the right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings, from the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about. They are enclosed in their own fat. Well, that's a low blow. You guys are, you're really fat, my enemies. Nah. Yeah. With their mouth, they speak proudly. I don't know what else they would speak proudly with, but sure. They have now compassed us in our steps. They have set their eyes bowing down to the earth, like as a lion that is greedy of his prey, and as it were a young lion lurking in secret places. Arise, O Lord, disappoint him, cast him down. Deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword, from men which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world which have their portion in this life, and whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasure. They are full of children, and leave the rest of their substance to the babes. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I will be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. Okay, so we're reading, as I said, 17 through 24, which is like 90 psalms more than I want to read. And what we have here is another example of whoever, well, Harley said David's writing these. I'll go ahead and believe that, but I remember reading that he wrote a lot of these. I don't remember specifically which ones, and I don't think it told me. But we'll say it's David. Whoever it is, doesn't matter. We have another psalm. I'm not sure why he needs to write another one that says the exact same thing, where he's saying essentially, hey, all-powerful, all-knowing creator of everything and who's in charge of all of everything, can you you're not doing things right. Can you listen to me and I'll tell you how to do things? That's essentially the message. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress. This is 18. And my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation. The word buckler reminds me of Diablo 2. Man, that was a great game, wasn't it? Fantastic game. And the horn of my there's no good games called like The Lord 2, you know? Diablo 2. That's whose side I'm on. And my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I trust, my buckler and the horn of... Wait, did I already read that, or is it two bucklers? Oh, damn it. Every time I accidentally read something that I already read, it's the biggest ripoff in the world. Like, I... Not only do I not want to be reading Psalms, because it's awful, I just accidentally doubly read it. Like, Guys, I read extra Psalms. I read Psalms that I didn't need to read. Why don't you go ahead and everybody process that right now? Let's see. Who is worthy to be praised? I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears. When the earth shook and trembled, the foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. Hey, babe, have a nice barbecue. It's always really hard to get those coals kindled just right. But I guess if God's mad at you and he's eating, you know, what did he do wrong with the sorrows of death? I will call upon him, so I shall be saved. The sorrows of death comes to me, the sorrows of death. My distress call upon the Lord, crying, hear my voice, my cry came before his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. So he's mad. I think he's mad for whoever this is, like, called to him. And he's like, what? God, why? I wish I would have like quoted Princess Bride in every episode. That would have been, I could sneak him in like really cleverly, but yeah, what this, the king's stinking son fired me. Anyway, then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. I did it again, guys. I'm just going to skip like 8 lines. No, not really. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yeah, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. Guys, this is what God used to do. You know, God used to appear. Weird that he doesn't do this anymore. But he used to appear riding upon a cherub. And he'd fly around, do stuff. You know, he could tell, hey, God, hi, how you doing? Hi, just riding around my cherub. And he'd be, oh, cool. All right, see you later. Have a good day. You know, you could talk to him. God was kind of riding around. He made darkness his secret place, his pavilion around about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of the water were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke. O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above. He took me and drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. I feel like this guy's maybe making this up. I don't want to get sued or something, face a lawsuit, but I kind of think this is not real. Maybe somebody's just making crap up. Maybe. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. So he washed his hands a ton. The Lord came down. He's like, let me see those hands. Let me see. Wow. Those are some incredibly clean hands. I'm going to reward you and kill everybody else with fire and brimstone. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, his hand-washing ways, and I have not wickedly departed from my God, for all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Is he yawning out of just sheer boredom and just misery a sin? Do you think? Because if so, I can talk to Harley, but I've probably sinned, 20,000 times because it's a joke. Therefore, yeah, my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands and his eyesight. This is a long psalm. The long and winding psalm. Hopefully the other ones are all really short. Because this is over 40 lines. This is like a whole chapter. With the merciful, thou wilt shew thyself merciful. With an upright man, thou wilt shew thyself upright. With the pure, thou wilt shew thyself pure. And with the froward, which is forward, but with the R and the O switched, I don't know, froward, thou wilt shew thyself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people and wilt bring down high looks. All right, sorry, lost my spot. There we go. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God I have leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? who is God save the Lord? Yeah, it's like, so, I don't know if you guys are familiar with that language, but he's essentially saying, who is God except for God? Like, oh yeah, who's God save the Lord? Yeah, I know. That's kind of a tautology or whatever. Who is a rock save our God and other rocks? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and settleth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Yeah, everyone who believes in God is a warrior. Tell me that's not sort of based on the time that this was written. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. This is going to be a record. This is a 50-line psalm. We're on line 36. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again till they were all consumed. I have wounded them that were that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued me under those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people, and thou hast made me the head of the heathen. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. This does sound like David, probably. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their clothes places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me, and subdueth the people under me. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to this king, and shewed... Well, that sounds like David. And sheweth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore. Okay, that's a good sign that maybe it's David who's writing this. Since he said, I, David, it is I, David, who wrote this. Okay, so let me get a drink of water. So from that psalm, it sounds like, you know, God has given David everything he needs. Sounds like he doesn't need anything else. I mean, he's done everything. God's kind of gotten rid of all his enemies. You know, David's good to go. So we shouldn't be hearing any more from that guy. It's probably done by now. 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament sheweth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night sheweth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he hath sent, In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth. I was going to try to see how long I can go with one breath, but rejoiceth. Killed me. Rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand of his errors? Cleanse me thou from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Boy, are these freaking boring. This is unreal. This is like a level 5. I mean, I'll say level 4 out of 5. This is right now is a level 4. It's getting very quickly to be a level 5 boredetude, boringness. Because that, like, I think level 5 is so far as the only thing that's been that highest level. Most of this has been boring. Don't get me wrong. But the highest level was probably the it's got to be the ark, you know, just all the building, the rebuilding of the ark and all that crap. And this is getting close because there, you know how many psalms there are? There's like a million psalms, like 150 or something. I don't know. And we're on Psalm 20. Oh, man. Okay. Psalm 20. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed, and he will hear from him this holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They brought down the fallen, but we are risen. Stand upright. Save Lord the King. Let the King
fucking hear us when we call.
Okay. Finish 20 in one breath. Okay, so we're on 21. Yeah, I think as I was gasping for air there trying to finish that, I think I realized the problem is that no Psalms can have the character. My favorite character in this book so far has been the God character, whoever that is. Because he's always funny. You know, he's always saying ridiculous things. He's coming down, oh, crash from thunder and lightning. Oh, I'm God. You know, and all these Psalms, I'm pretty sure by definition, don't have him talking. You know, he's not a character in any of these because these are just boring, super boring, 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 boring letters to God, kind of. And so that's going to be a problem with this book of Psalms here. Okay, I don't think I can do 21 in one breath, but I'm going to try. Okay. The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in the salvation how greatly shall he rejoice. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholden the request of his lips, Selah. For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked the life of thee, and thou gavest him, even the length of forever, days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation, however, that messed me up. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him, for thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. He shall not be moved. I'll take a breath for a Princess Bride quote. I'll do it. I'll make that sacrifice. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shall thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back, and when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength, so we will sing and praise thy power. Yeah, can anybody tell me the difference between that one and like any of the other ones we've read? Disregarding the fact that I read it too fast for you guys to really follow, there's no it's the same thing. It's some BS about like, oh, the, you know, followers of God, they're good. Everyone else, bad. Kill the Malaysian prime minister. I can't remember. Something good. Malaysian prime minister, bad. Anyway, I'm just going to quote random things. And it's astonishing how old that movie is. And, I can't believe it. It was from the 90s, right? I'm pretty sure Zoolander from the 90s. I mean, Princess Bride is obviously from the late 80s, but it's timeless. So that doesn't, you know. All right, Psalm 22. This looks like another long one. How the hell many lines of Psalm do we have to read tonight? I don't know. My God, my God. Why? Oh, this looks kind of interesting. Okay, I'm gonna not speed through this. Just in case. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not. And in the night season am not silent, but thou art holy. O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel, our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee, and they were delivered. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. But I am a worm and no man, and a reproach of men, and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out of the lip. This sounds like it was written by Job, who's not real, so it could be written from the character of Job. They shake the head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was on my mother's breasts. Breasts. First interesting word I've read. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me all around. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and roaring lion. I just said line instead of lion. Hey, that there's a line. Lions and tigers and bears. I am poured out like water, all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it is melted in the midst of my bowels. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have compassed me in the assembly. Why do you have time to write this? It sounds like it's like Monty Python when the guy's like, the castle of Like if he'd been killed, he wouldn't have bothered to write Ah. He would have just said it. It's a similar thing here. It seems like this guy's in dire straits. He's about to be killed. He's like got his dogs and bears and lines. He's got lines around him. Lines of lines. And then he's like, right. He's like, hold on, everyone. Let me just write on a quick, I'm just going to scratch a note to God real quick. You can all kill me in a sec. Just hold on. Writes for like an hour and a half. Okay, go ahead. Proceed with the killing. Unless God intervenes because of the note I just passed him. Dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones. They look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. This must have gotten annoying. The people are trying to part this guy's garments, steal all his stuff, and he's like noting all of it. They were then stealing all my thing. They're like, shut up. Then they kicked me in the head. No. He's like in Family Guy when he starts narrating his life. But be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength, haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. Again with the unicorns. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation I will praise thee. Oh, now here's the bargaining part. He's starting to... So this guy's starting to think like, what? God's going to say, yeah, what's in it for me? And this guy's like, oh, okay, what can I do? I can pray more. I can... And like tell other people, I can refer him. I'll retweet all his tweets on Twitter. What else will I do? I'll share his statuses on Facebook. Basically, essentially, for hath he not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted? Neither hath he hid his face from him. But when he cried unto him, he heard. My praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord. And all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among nations. All they that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship, and all they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted for the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, and that he hath done this. God, that was boring. Okay, we're on 23. We only have two more. Okay, this one's six lines. So that one sounded like a guy dying, like getting eaten by stuff and just terrible situation. And then he's like taking time to write a little post-it note to God. Dear God, I'm being killed. Please send help. Stop. I like all the stop. Stop, even though he's writing it. All right. Drink water. Here we go. Psalm 23. Oh, guys, you know this one. Maybe I won't speed through it. It's funny how there's like one little psalm or, you know, a thing here and there that's like famous, you know? So it's like, oh, this is a fantastic psalm. And in between all of them is just crap. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of the righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So, yeah, I've heard that one a million times, and that's a nice thought. You know, it's a good thought that since you have the Lord, you're just everything's going to be fine. But it seems like it doesn't turn out that way all the time. So, I don't know. It's good writing. I think that is kind of pretty well-written psalm, actually. I'm not surprised that it's famous because it's nice. I don't know. It's got some nice language. And I don't know what else to say. It's you know, I like he leadeth me beside the still waters. That's nice. Prepares the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. I don't know what that. I think that's a little childish. Like, you know, he's like showing, what's that mean? It's like God's explicitly favoring this guy, like in front of his enemies and like showing them, oh, I'll show you, check out this relationship I have with God, you know? I think that's a little weird, but beyond that, it's nice. And we're going to go to 24. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods, as an LLC, so that he would have no liability, personal liability. I like how he founded it. He founded the company. He's CEO of Earth Incorporated. Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him. They that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads. I'm going to take a quick second to divert. Every time I read Selah, or Selah, or Selah, or Selah, I don't know what the hell it is, I'm saying Selah. It reminds me of I've been listening to Feist recently. Check out Feist. She's freaking amazing. I had always known a song or two of hers and thought they were nice, but man, every one of her songs is so good. They're kind of, I don't know. They just make me feel good. They're really good songs, and they're not simple. They're not repetitive that much. They're good. But anyway, she has a song called Sea Lion, and it's like Sea Lion, Sea Lion, you know, and like this thing. You'll have to check it out. But every time I say Selah, I think of singing it in like this rhythm. Selah, Selah. Anyway, just trying to say one not Bible thing in the last few minutes here so that it'll be a little more manageable. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up. Be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? That's the actual line. Who is this King of Glory, you ask? Okay, not that you ask, but... The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty. All right, I need to repeat this. So this person is describing all this stuff. The King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. That's the cheesiest thing. He might as well say, like, why? Who is this King of Glory, you ask? Why? It's the Lord, strong and mighty. Anyway, I found that really, really funny. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? I'm not repeating myself. This actually does repeat. The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Selah. Yeah, okay. Sorry, that was a little weird at the end, but that's the end of the reading for today. So, again, I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to try to get through these pretty quickly because it's god-awful. He puts the God in god-awful, this guy. I hope it's not too terrible to listen to these. I try to make things funny when I can, but Psalms is, ooh, man, is it not looking good in terms of entertainment. So I do what I can. Anyway, as usual plugs, check me out on Facebook/TandTheB, atheistically speaking, facebook.com/atheistically speaking. That's a show that you can get your fix for me saying interesting things instead of this terrible Bible. And check out both those Twitters that's at Tia and the B, as well as at Speak Atheism. Also, please donate to this show by hitting the PayPal button so I can afford to buy this awesome plugin that I think is probably making this sound good. I can't hear it now because I have to apply it after the fact, but it sounds really good when I've used it. So I really want to afford this thing. If you can help out, it'd be great. I appreciate it a lot, you guys. Other than that, thank you for listening, and I will see you next time.